Why, hello there, Dreadlings. It's your host, Amanda. I'm coming at you today with a very, very much overdue episode. I know I am so far behind, and thank you guys for your patience. It's just been crazy here. There's been so many after-school activities with the kids, and my fiancé has been working a lot of overtime, and my toddler is definitely going through the terrible twos right now. So she's been a lot. And my mom had surgery, so I've been helping out there. So it's just been, I've been very, very busy. So I've been, you know, researching and writing in a lot of different parts throughout my day. But I finally have time to sit down and give you guys all this information. This case is actually going to be a two-parter. And we're going to be talking about, the Amityville Horror case. Now, the first part is going to be about the actual case and the murders. The second part that I'm going to give you guys next week is going to be about the hauntings. Ooh. So, yeah, I'm super excited about this case. It's very, very disturbing and pretty fucked up, as are most cases that we talk about on here. But I've made you guys wait long enough, so let's jump right into this case. Okay, Amityville Horror Case, here we come. Are you guys ready? Because I am not. This case is fucked up, like I said. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. I knew about, like, the haunting and stuff and, like, the movies, but I never actually knew the whole gist of what happened. So, if you guys are like me and you don't know, you're going to find out today. Unfortunately, right? So we're going to be talking about the DeFeo family today. The DeFeo family was Ronald DeFeo Sr. was the father and the husband, and then his wife was Louise DeFeo. The family had three boys and two girls at the time of the murder, because, you know, hate to break it to you guys, spoiler alert, but there is a murder that happens. The two girls were Dawn, she was 18, Allison was 13, Mark was 12, John was 9, and then who we're going to be talking about is Ronald Jr. Ronald was 23 at the time. So, Ronald DeFeo was said to be very, like, you know, the wild child of the family. The one that they couldn't really get to chill out and stop being an idiot. He was said to have a very strained relationship with his dad, but he worked with his dad at the car dealership that his dad owned in Brooklyn. The DeFeo family was also said to be very, very religious. Very religious, like, you know. Yeah, I feel like that's never a good thing. But anyway, Ronald Jr., like I said, he was the wild child, the one that they couldn't really get to chill out. He was known for using a lot of different drugs. It was said that his drugs of choice were heroin and LSD. He also drank a lot. He was an alcoholic, and he was very violent. He was known in the family for getting into a lot of fights with his siblings or at bars or just in general. He was just a very, very aggressive man. So one day, Ronald Jr., he went up to the local bar, and I guess he burst into this bar, and he was screaming for help, and he was shouting that someone had killed his entire family, and he didn't know who did it, but he needed help. So, the police, of course, were called to the bar, and after they talked to DeFeo at the bar, they brought DeFeo in for questioning. Now, DeFeo told the police that when they brought him in, they said that he suspected it was a mob killing. I'm not sure why he went with this, because his family had no ties to the mob at all. But that's what he went with, and that's what he told police. So the police, I guess, kept pressure on him and continued to interrogate him. He went for help at the bar around like 6:30 p.m., and the police brought him in shortly after that. And during the interrogation, DeFeo confessed to murdering his entire family. And it did not, you know, take that long. He said that he shot them all at 3 a.m. that morning. That he then took a bath. He changed his clothes and discarded of the evidence, like his clothes, I guess. And not sure what else he did in this time frame because he didn't go up to the bar until about 6:30 p.m. And he claims he killed them all at 3 a.m., like I said. So that's a long time to be sitting around in your house with, you just murdered your entire family and they're all around you and you killed them and you're just chilling in the house for that long. But that's his story. So they arrested DeFeo, and it was found that DeFeo had used a shotgun to kill his family. He shot his parents twice, and he shot his siblings one time. All the gunshots were fatal, and all of them were found in their bed. So yeah, it's very, very fucked up in the way it all went down and happened, and that they didn't even have to interrogate him that long. I guess he broke fairly quickly. And just the amount of time he was in the house, like after he did that, it's really messed up. And he was so young. He was, 22, I think, or 23, I'm sorry. So, yeah. So this is the famous Amityville horror case. And it happened on, I don't think I told you guys the date. It happened on November 13th is when the murder happened. And it was in Long Island, New York. Yeah, the Amityville case. It's just very heavy and a lot to take in. Any type of killing your whole family cases are just, they hit different, I feel. Okay. So let's hear a word from our sponsors until we get into, the trial stuff. Okay, so the trial, guys. The trial began on October 14th, 1975. So this is almost a year after the murders took place. DeFeo's lawyer, I'm sorry, can't talk. DeFeo's lawyer wanted DeFeo to plead insanity and also self-defense on top of that because DeFeo claimed he heard the family plotting against him. The psychiatrist for the prosecution maintained that just because DeFeo used drugs and it was deemed that he had an antisocial personality disorder, he was fully aware of what he was doing. Now, on November 21st, 1975, DeFeo was found guilty on all 6 counts of second-degree murder, and the judge sentenced him to life in prison, 25 years for each count, and there were 6 counts, guys. So, now, for the funeral for the family, it was said that 800 mourners filled the church while 300 others stood outside. It was very, very sad, and it kind of shook the whole entire town as something like that would. And DeFeo, of course, tried to appeal throughout all these years. All of his appeals were denied. DeFeo has a lot to say, had a lot to say. Disclaimer, he died. DeFeo had a lot to say while he was behind bars over the years. He had tried to pin the murders on his sister Dawn. He excuse me. He said he has said that he walked in on her after she killed everyone and he killed her, and he after he walked in on her killing the his family, he killed her as like self-defense. And he has said that Dawn and an unknown assailant killed the family too. That's like a separate story. The first story was that he walked in on Dawn killing the family. Second story was that Dawn and there was an unknown assailant, like an accomplice with Dawn, that killed the family. And he walked in on it. And he accidentally killed Dawn by trying to get the rifle away from her, and it like went off and it shot her. He's also said that him and Dawn murdered the family together because they had heard them talking about killing him and Dawn. I don't know why he tried so hard. Like in all of his stories, he tried so hard to bring Dawn into all of it. She was the second oldest, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but I don't, she didn't have anything to do with it. I don't believe that at all. I don't know what you guys think, but if you've ever like looked into this case or read up on it more and seen all those things, but I 100% do not think Dawn was involved. other things that DeFeo has claimed while behind bars is that his lawyer had pretty much forced him into it. That he didn't think he was insane. DeFeo never thought he was insane. But his lawyer promised him that he would have him out in a couple of years if he pleaded to insanity. And that DeFeo would get money for all the books and all the movies that they were going to make about this case. Which, there are a ton of books, and there's several movies about this case, but DeFeo hasn't, to my knowledge, received a penny from any of it, as he should not. There have been a total of 14 movies made about this case. The most famous, of course, is Amityville Horror, which I'm sure we've all heard of, if not seen. And there was a remake of it in 2005. And let me tell you, as a kid, that movie scared the shit out of me. I haven't watched it in years, and I don't plan on it because it was traumatizing. I was in, like, seventh grade when I watched that movie, and, yeah, it messed me up. The scene when, like, I don't remember who's in the closet. It might be the dad, because Ryan Gosling's in it. And I think the dad is in the closet, and, like, a little girl or a little boy, like, takes his finger and, like, pushes it into the gun hole in his head. And, oh, my God, I can still, like, it still gives me, like, creepy crawlies all over me. Like, I can't. Also, a little side note here. I guess in 2017 that the house sold. And it sold for $600,000, which was $200,000 over the asking price. I couldn't find if anything is being done with it, with the home or not. Like, I could totally see it being marketed as a place for ghost tours and stuff, but I haven't seen anything like that. So if you guys have, let me know, because I haven't. But yeah, that's the, you know, the Amityville Horror case. Super sad, super fucked up, like I said. It's a lot. So he was, you know, like I said, sentenced to six sentences of 25 years to life. So he was never getting out. And what's crazy is Ronald Jr. DeFeo actually died this year in custody. Like, he was 69 years old. He died on March 12th, 2021, which is wild to me. I didn't even realize that this man was still alive, you know. So, yeah. That is the Amityville Horror case. It's super, super messed up. And he had a lot, obviously, wrong with him. The drugs, I'm sure, did not help with all his other issues that he had. But, yeah. And this was kind of a short case. There's a lot more that I go into about the haunting. And the house and, like, you know, all the craziness of it. But that's just kind of a short breakdown of the case. So yeah, I will be back next week to talk about the haunting, and that has a lot more to it, because I know, like I said, this was a super short case for you guys. But tell me what you guys think, like, this case, like, it's crazy. Did you know this is what happened here? Am I just, like, you know, terrible at true crime, and I didn't actually realize that this was, like, this case is what it was? But yeah, if you guys want to follow, that would be awesome. Follow the podcast on wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find me on Instagram. If you guys have any case suggestions, I would absolutely love that. And you can email me at dreadfuldiaries21@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook group if you wanted to join that. That's just Dreadful Diaries. If you search it in the little search bar on Facebook, it'll pop up and you can see us there. Also, I wanted to give a shout out to my friend Brittany. She helped me with some of the research in this case, and I think she's going to help me with some of the haunting stuff too. Because I'm still kind of, like, putting it all together. I have a lot of it done, but I want to get it all laid out for you guys. But I just wanted to give her a shout out and tell her thank you so much for helping me. Because, like I said, these past 2 weeks have just been chaos. And things are finally kind of starting to settle down a little bit. I mean, not really. I don't know why I'm lying to myself. Things don't ever settle down. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you again to my friend Brittany. I love you, girly. Hopefully I could get her on one episode and we could, like, chit chat. I could have someone to talk to. That would be fun. I would love her to do that. I've said like 10 times. But thank you guys, again, I've said this, for listening. And make sure you get on all of our socials and request a case, please. Send me requests. I said again. Oh my God. I will get that haunting episode to you guys next week. Thank you guys again. I hope you guys have a great week. And I love you. Keep listening. Bye.